And one of my very first pieces I conducted as a student was the Pergolesi Stabat Mater. And it's a beautiful piece. So this very profound and sad text of the feelings that Mary had as she was looking at her son on the cross, but set to music that unfailingly did not seem unhappy. And I grappled with it. How can text that is so profound be set to such music that is sort of like almost like dance music? And then it dawned on me, I learned, well, it was the vernacular. It was the music that people heard in those days. And moreover, it was music that was based on dance forms. And so a lot of the triple meter and all, I mean, you know, it felt dainty and lovely and even dancey, all the while that this very profound text was being sung at the same time. So I found it a great dichotomy till I learned about the vernacular. I guess what we're doing probably is making a good case for music of our own time that expresses our own vernacular, you know. And now, of course, a lot of it is tense because we live in such tense times. But there are other pieces. For instance, I have great admiration for John Rutter's music. Especially, I think his Requiem is wonderful. And I love the aesthetic behind the texts that he chose, which are in many ways pretty traditional, but also additional texts that he uses to great effect for the Requiem truly to be a more of a comfort to the living than even commemoration of those that have passed on. Mm-hmm. So I love the aesthetic of that. I find it very consoling to do his Requiem.